Kerman need to be careful because Niamh Connell are trying to work themselves to kind of room that this they can get a shot on goal. There's a man over this side, Leo McLoone, offering those services, but that's Max Campbell's shot comes in.
What a goal by Max Campbell. My God almighty, it's all happening here. Max Campbell took a ball about 45 yards out, opened up his legs, drifted past the rear guard here of Kerman, had a low ball that skittered past maybe four or five players and went into the bottom right hand corner. So again, it's all happening here.
Yeah, how that one found the back of the net.
Unbelievable.
Because it had to go through a lot of players.
Unbelievable. The odds were against it completely. Yeah.
You said they needed the goal, Joe. You said they needed the goal. They've got that goal.
Now, who has it here in the middle of the park?
That's a big
catch. Got a massive catch in the middle of the park. And Leif Bottle on the break.
Here comes
Finbar Rorty
over the 45 into the big area. Big guy, he's going past this man. Can he get a shot away?
It's a great score by Leif Bottle.
It's a score for Finbar Rorty. So that's a goal and a point in quick succession. Max Campbell with the goal. Finbar Rorty with the point.
And there's a bit of a handling here.
Is that the winning
score? Somebody has hit off the ball. How long's left here?
Dermot Brick Malloy.
There must be a minute left this ball now.
30 seconds left. Referee says...
What a turnaround.
Referee says to get on with it. Terman have got the ball. They need an equaliser. A case of... Ricky Gallagher's going to get a free.
He deserved a free there. Yeah. He deserved a free up here. And how crucial is that free going to be up here that ultimately he should have got, and then Dave Connell turned it over, and ultimately that goal came from that ball that we all thought that was Ricky Gallagher's free.
Well, this is hard on Terman. Can they find an equaliser? They now trail for the first time ever in this game, by the way.
Let's see now.
Deep in injury time. We've played the 4 minutes, so it's whatever
and
now.
They're going for it.
The referee's going to decide to add on. Niamh Connell now have a bit of defending to do.
The ball comes across here.
The ball over
Ricky Gallagher's going to have a chance here.
Is he going to get there though, or is
he's
the ball going to beat them?
No.
Everybody stands up in front of us, and it's going to be a sideline ball in favour of Terman. Way down in the corner. It's the last.
He put it into the edge of the square. High ball to the edge of the square.
And
they've come away
ball,
with it.
And that's probably it.
That's it now. And they're going
because
to break.
The ball, the referee, Mark Gordon, has a look at his watch.
And now Ethan O'Donnell's going to break.
Jags McGuinness feeds the ball up to Ethan O'Donnell. Terman have got me in back. At least that's
they
one
just
thing
have to keep the ball.
And that's what they're going to do. It's McGuinness lays the ball back to the goal scorer, Campbell. Referee looks at his watch again. The referee blows for full time. And they've got to come back from the dead to clinch victory here in the most dramatic of circumstances at O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. They trailed by a goal deep in injury time, but that goal from Max Campbell and the winning point right at the death from Finbar Rorty means that it's Niamh Connell who make their way into the semi-finals of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Championship. John, this was the last of the quarter-finals, but it served up an exciting and an exhilarating encounter that went all the way to the finish, and that winning score from Finbar Rorty, the decider in the end.
Yeah, absolutely. Max Campbell, Finbar Rorty, two minor players that come through. Halfway through this game, I was saying, where are the Niamh Connell leaders going to be when Kieran Thompson's not around? And two young fellas, 19 and 20 years of age, stepped up and dragged them out. Ultimately, you have to feel so sorry for Terman. This is a game they definitely didn't deserve to lose. They were by far the better side throughout the entire game, kept some wonderful scores, probably should have been further ahead at half-time. One or two decisions went against them at crucial stages then. But again, Niamh Connell showed all their experience. No matter how badly the game was going, they hung in there, they gave themselves chances, they kicked scores, they got a great goal by Max Campbell. But again, going back to it, Terman will feel completely aggrieved to lose this game, because there was one team that was by far the better side out there, and it wasn't the men from Niamh Connell today, even though they came out the right side of the result.
I tell you, this championship has served up some really, really exciting games over the last number of weeks, but perhaps none better than this one today, certainly for excitement right at the finish. And as you say, John, you got a feel for Terman. You did say it was theirs to lose, but perhaps we were writing Niamh Connell off too early, because there was still some time to go. And as you say, there was a big two-pointer in there as well, wasn't there, towards the end?
Absolutely.
Just before Shane Malone scored a point. A fortuitous free that they won. Do you remember a turnover right in front of goal? Malone popped that one over. There was just a goal in it, but still the clock was winding down. There was only seconds left in injury time, and they managed to engineer a goal and a point.
Absolutely. Another important factor is big Kieran Gallagher for the last 5 or 6 minutes came into his own. He won 3 or 4 balls, came out, lorded the skies. Up until that point, Terman had won everything around the middle. So at crucial stages, he won a couple of few balls. They broke. I think a crucial factor is, and maybe when people look back on the TV, Ricky Gallagher, I feel, was fouled up here in the left-hand corner. He kicked the ball, it was turned over, he was done for overcarrying. When it looked, for all intents and purposes, it was a term and free. Niamh Connell went down the field, and that was the score that young Max Campbell scored the goal from. So, fine margins. Again, Niamh Connell can consider themselves incredibly fortunate to come out the right side of this. Termin played out of their skins, shown that the game against St Unan's wasn't a fluke. Laid everything on the table, died on the shield as such, and I feel very, very, very sorry for them because it was a titanic effort from them.
Okay, John, one last duty for you now is to maybe have a wee think about a man of the match today, because some big players out there, some big performances, some really good individual displays. Termin played so well and led that game right until that goal from Max Campbell brought the side's level right at the finish, and then Finbar Roti. Well, he had a chance earlier on in the half from almost the exact same position, probably a wee bit wider. He didn't make that one count on that occasion, but that score right at the end proved the match winner at the finish. But John, I don't envy your task coming up with a man of the match for today's game. Isn't easy.
No, absolutely. And if you look at it from a Niamh Connell point of view, Max Campbell had a huge impact in the game. Finbar Roti really drove on things when we really needed a leader. Kieran Gallagher had a really big moments towards the end of the game. However, I think all the better players today came from, you know, Termin's point of view. Cormac Gallagher had a horse of a game at fullback. He was up and down the park. Ricky Gallagher had a fantastic game. Patrick Fagan turned over ball. Jack Alcorn had an amazing game. But from a pure, just dogged, left everything on the field, was driving forward towards the end of the game, I'm going to give man of the match to Cormac Gallagher. I thought he had an amazing game. He won ball on his full-back line. He was driving forward throughout the game. He really typified everything that was good in the Termin display. So I think, you know, as full-backs go, you know, he's as good as what's out there right now, and he had an amazing game today.